I'm here, Judge.
Okay. Oh, okay, Judge Compton. I was just telling everybody you're on PC duty, so we may see you intermittently. I'm on PC duty too, but I'm going to make people wait while we have this meeting. So, good afternoon, everybody, members of the Judicial Branch Budget Committee. It is September 4th, and this is our noticed meeting for today. Ms. Cowan, we have started the video feed. I just want to remind everybody the meeting's open to the public and is being recorded. It is being conducted virtually, and members of the public can watch via a listen-only video feed. Budget Committee members and others who may be presenting today, please remember to unmute your mic when you're speaking and identify yourself for the recording. When you're not speaking, please mute your mic to avoid background noise. Ms. Cowan, will you please take roll?
Yes, Judge Mormon.
Present.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, President.
Justice Fujisaki.
Here.
Justice Hill will not be with us.
That's correct.
Judge Armendariz.
Here.
Judge Bakke.
Here.
Judge Crofton.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Hernandez.
Good afternoon, here.
Thank you. And Ms. Beaker was not going to be with us today. So, Judge Mormon, we do have a quorum.
Okay, great. We now move to the issue of the minutes. We have minutes from August 18th. The minutes appear at starting at page 3 of your materials. If somebody's reviewed the minutes and there's a motion, I would love to hear it.
I've reviewed them and I move that we have done with them.
Thank you.
This is Crompton.
Thank you. Yes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Judge Armendariz. And any further questions, comment? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any abstentions or opposition? All right, thank you. The minutes are approved. That concludes the minutes. We now move to public comment. Ms. Cowan, did we receive any public comment?
No, we did not.
All right, thank you. This concludes the public comment portion of the meeting. So before we begin our very short agenda today, I do want to just take a moment to recognize this is the last meeting for four of our members, and I want to just publicly recognize them even on this remote platform. Judge Bakke, Mr. Yamasaki, Justice Fujisaki, and Ms. Beaker are all going to be departing from JBBC. If I had more time and I had the right words, I would really try to explain how much each of your contributions has meant to the branch in this context and as well as many others, but in the context of judicial branch budget and our committee and the operations of our committee, your advice and counseling and participation has been absolutely essential to the functioning of the committee, has given me a lot of comfort over the years that we are making wise decisions and seeking more input and enough input when we need it. And I just personally, as the chair, and I know I speak for staff and for other members, that we are very grateful for your time with us. We are going to miss you tremendously. Thank you. Just thank you very much, each of you. All right, so we're going to move to our agenda, which I said is short. We have one action item. It is the fiscal year 25-26 trust fund, trial court trust fund allocation increase for the potential increase for the Sergeant Shriver Civil Counsel Program. The materials are at pages 5 through 9. We have Judge Conklin here, our chair of TCBAC, and I believe, Judge Conklin, you're joined today by Melanie Snyder. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Great, thank you. I will quickly turn it over to Melanie, but just a couple things. I'll supplement Judge Mormon's comments with the reassurance that at least two of your departing members are going to remain very active with TCBAC and others. And for the other departing members, we've got our eye on you. TCBAC always needs help. So I appreciate that. And I join in Judge Mormon's comments. But now turning to the issue at hand, this is the supplement to the Sergeant Shriver allocations. As Melanie, I'm sure, is going to clarify, this is just actually very good news, because this is an existing allocation that has already been approved, and all we're doing is taking existing funds to supplement this allocation. So it just increases the good work already being done. I think I've said enough. Melanie, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Judge Conkway. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Melanie Snyder, and I'm a supervising attorney here with the Judicial Council's Center for Families, Children, and the Courts. Thank you for inviting me here today to request approval of an augmented distribution to some of the Sergeant Shriver Civil Council Implementation Program's participating legal services programs. The Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee recommends an increase to the approved fiscal year 25-26 TCTF allocation for the Sergeant Shriver Civil Council Implementation Program of $1.4 million, which results in a total program allocation of $19.6 million for the current year. This amount will be allocated and distributed to current Shriver projects on a pro rata basis according to the award amounts for 2023-2026 grant cycle for fiscal year 25-26. The increase is needed because there have been cuts to federal funding for legal services, and some of the programs are experiencing very large cuts. And in addition to that, we've had several disasters in our state, which have required the legal services programs to step up and do even more work than they already do. So they are requesting an additional augmentation to their current budget. Of the 14 Shriver projects, 12 submitted proposals for their full pro rata amount, one submitted a proposal for less than its full share, and one declined their full pro rata share. And then just a few background notes. On April 12th, 2024, the Shriver Committee approved an application process for a recommendation to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, and then was brought to this committee to allocate and distribute up to $5 million in program reserves to current Shriver projects. Funding was offered to grant recipients based on pro rata award amounts for the 2023 to 26 grant cycle for expenditure during fiscal years 24-25 and 25-26. Of the $5 million, a total of $3.6 million was requested by 11 programs. This allocation was approved last year in October 2024. Also, it's important to note that the Shriver funding is unusual in that unspent funds do not revert to the state. They go back into the pot of money for Shriver to the reserves to be reallocated at a later date to all the programs. So the funding stays with the program. And today we're here to ask that you approve us to bring this recommendation to the Judicial Council at its October meeting. And I am happy to answer any questions.
Melanie, thank you. Judge Mormon, I turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you. Well, we all remember that we've had different presentations over the years at the council about the Sergeant Shriver program, and one of our distinguished service awardees has been highly central to the success of the program recently. I wax on here for a moment just about the merits of the Sergeant Shriver program and how helpful it is to civil litigants across the state. I personally support the recommendation, but does anybody have any questions or any observations? Justice Fujisaki.
Yeah, so I also commend the committee and all the work that is being funded. So my question is, the funding comes out of a reserve, and there's a program reserve, and I'm just, hoping that that the reserve is kind of as healthy as it has been, as it had been for the last couple of years.
It is. It is exactly that. So we're actually working on making sure to distribute as much as we can so that it's not too large, which this will help. And then we're coming on to another 3-year cycle starting in October. So
Well,
But the fund is full.
It's fortuitous then that we do have this reserve, given the you know, with the funding issues that are coming up at this point. So, very good. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Any other questions or observations? If not, if I could have a motion.
Yes, Judge Mormon, this is David Yamasaki. I would be happy to move approval of the recommendations as detailed on page 7 of the materials.
Uchisaki second.
All right, any further comment? All those in favor, please say hi. Please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, the recommendation is approved. Thank you. And Judge Bakke, I know you have to depart for another commitment. Thank you for your time on this committee. Thank you for your time today. And we'll look forward to seeing each other soon.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
And I think that concludes.
Thanks, Melanie. Judge Conklin, thank you.
Yep, thank you. I'll leave you all to whatever future business you have today. It's good to see you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we do have an information item on our agenda today that I would like folks to hear about. And this concerns some proposed statutory changes for court-ordered debt collection and reporting. There is no decision to make today. Maria Lira is going to give us a presentation. You might recall that in our meeting on March of this year, we approved a recommendation to form a work group of interested court and county stakeholders to improve compliance with annual reporting requirements for court-ordered debt and debt collection. We do have to report to the legislature on court-ordered debt. I think it's annually, but Maria will certainly correct me if I'm wrong. And it is something that they look at. We usually get follow-up questions. The legislature is always very interested in that report. So Marie's going to give us an update and talk about next steps. Don's here. Hi, Don. And talk about public comment we received.
Yes.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You, Judge Mormon. Thank you, Judge Mormon. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Maria Lita. I'm a senior analyst with the Judicial Council's Budget Services, and I'm here, like Judge Mormon said, to provide an update regarding the comments that were received on the proposed amendments to collection-related statutes and also to highlight the next steps in the process. As noted, at its March 14th meeting, this budget committee considered recommendations from an interested group of court and county stakeholders to amend relevant statutes to clarify and streamline responsibilities for performing authorized collection activities. This committee recommended that the Judicial Council sponsor legislation amending Penal Code Section 1463.007 and Government Code 68514 to improve compliance with the annual reporting requirements to the legislature and the Department of Finance regarding the collection of quarterly debt. And this committee also approved circulation of the proposed amendments for public comment. The invitation to comment circulated from April 15th through May 23rd. Comments were received from two entities, the Orange County Bar Association and the Superior Court of Los Angeles County. Their comments are detailed in attachment A of your meeting materials. So the Orange County Bar Association and the Los Angeles Superior Court both agreed with the proposed amendments. In addition, the Los Angeles Superior Court recommends rewording subdivision D of Penal Code Section 1463.007, which is specific to the ability to pay program. So the proposed amendments that you've considered to Penal Code Section 1463.007 address challenges with the current reporting requirements and are intended to improve the reporting process. The recommendation that was provided by the Los Angeles Superior Court is a technical clarification of existing statute, and it is outside the scope of the original proposal. Therefore, Judicial Council staff recommended this issue be taken back to the stakeholders group for consideration at a future date. Now, for some context, Penal Code Section 1463.010C requires the Judicial Council to submit an annual report to the legislature and the Department of Finance that includes information about the collection of quarterly debt as specified in Government Code Section 68514. The 58 court and county collection programs jointly submit required collections information on a Judicial Council approved collections reporting template, and that's attachment B of your materials, which is used to complete the annual report. To the extent that the proposed amendments are approved by the legislature, the changes will be applied to the collections reporting template in the fiscal year 2026-27 reporting period and will be reflected in the annual report that's submitted to the legislature and the Department of Finance. And that will be December 31st, 2027. As for next steps, the proposed statutory changes will be presented to the Legislation Committee at its September 18th meeting. The final legislative proposal will be submitted to the Judicial Council for consideration at its December 13th business meeting. And following approval by the Judicial Council, the proposed amendments will be included in a bill for consideration in the 2026 legislative process. And when appropriate, we will report back to this committee regarding the outcome of that legislative process. That concludes this update, and I'm happy to take your questions, if any.
Thank you. I just wanted to, it's implicit in the materials and in your remarks that the stakeholder mm-hmm. group is going to continue to exist to be able to take up this recommendation from Los Angeles Superior Court. It's not disbanding now that this has been done.
Right. That is correct. They're going to, they've already made changes to subdivision D. We're just going to take it back to them to see if everyone is still in agreement or wants to make further changes, and then we'll proceed from there. It's my understanding that it will likely go through the omnibus bill process next year in 2026. Okay. Likely. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Other questions or comments about the information or anything related to the report or the comments that we've received? It's always a sign of a great job when you only get two comments, in my opinion. All right, seeing no hands. Maria, thanks. Dawn, thanks very
Thank
much.
You. Thank you, Judge Foreman. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. All right. Well, our next meeting is now scheduled for October 23rd from 11:15 a.m. to 12:45. That is going to be a remote meeting because the Judicial Council meeting scheduled for the next day, the 24th, is going to be on a remote platform and not in person. So our meeting will, as a consequence, be remote. But if there's any further comments for today, I'll sadly deem the meeting adjourned. Thank you again to Justice Fujisaki, Mr. Yamasaki, Kate, and Judge Baki. We have new members joining us at the October meeting, and JBBC will carry on. Thank you,
Judge
everybody.
Judge Moorman, thank you so much for the warm comments, and I'll be able to admire the good work of this committee from afar, but obviously available for questions or whatever. So thank you so much for your warm comments, and know that it's really been a privilege serving with all of you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your leadership, Judge Moorman. And David is right. It's been a really informative experience working on this committee and learning so much about the budget and operations and such. So I got a lot out of it, and I appreciate the opportunity to have served on this committee. So thank you so much, and all the good work that everybody on this committee does and staff. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Thanks, staff. All right, Judge Crompton, I know you have warrant duty. Judge Armendariz, Judge Hernandez, I will see you all next month with our new members. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Meeting's adjourned.